Every year, more than 50,000 Canadians lose their sight. As the population ages, vision loss is expected to increase nearly 30% over the next 10 years. This looming crisis can be prevented. Many of the conditions that threaten our vision and then our function and autonomy can be treated, but only if appropriate medical treatments are accessible. Unfortunately, this isn't always the case. Jane Barrett, Secretary General of the International Federation on Aging, offers this comment.
Timely access to treatment is critical to maintaining vision health. A recent review of drugs used to treat retinal conditions raised important questions about how therapies are assessed in Canada. Decisions to restrict access to any appropriate therapy should be based on scientific evidence and consultation with stakeholders, and not on cost savings.
In a recent survey, Canadians over 45 strongly agreed that physicians and patients should be able to choose the best available and approved treatments for eye and other conditions, regardless of cost. IFA encourages patients and families to be better informed about the treatments and choices available to them. For more information, visit icu.ca. That's EYE-SEE-YOU.ca. Anna Kennedy reporting.